Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
You know, it's interesting for me. I use the term comparison fatigue in that chapter instead of compassion fatigue, right? I think people know what compassion fatigue is. But comparison fatigue is just that, too. And again, I was sitting in a Bible study with a number of men a few years ago in a suburban community that I serve in outside of Columbus, Ohio. And one of the questions we asked was, are any of you wealthy? And nobody would raise their hand and say that they were wealthy. Well, I happen to know, because I knew kind of the people who sat around the table, where they lived and what they had. And I don't know their exact situation, but by any other place in the world standards, every single person around that table was fabulously wealthy. And yet what they all were thinking about, my guess is that they don't live in that next place, or they don't have those things that somebody else has. And so that kind of comparison that happens in people's lives, you notice it with parents and as they're parenting their kids. I mean, you just listen to who gets on a team or who doesn't get a team or who gets a role and who doesn't get a role. And there's all of this stuff that just kind of is so deeply troubling at times, because it's harsh and it's just really hard for kids to continue to experience that. Nobody can be who they are. They have to be someone over and against someone else. And that is fatiguing. You know, one of the reminders that happened to me in this whole process is that I just can't get enough by just showing up for worship on Sunday morning. Now, I'm a leader of a faith community, and so I have to show up Sunday morning, and I get to read the scriptures throughout the week and stuff like that. But I'm just reminded that it can't be sustaining enough. Somehow you have to bed into each part of your day, or each day of the week, some sense of the rhythm of going back to that core identity. And I had a person in this congregation who just wrote this little phrase on his mirror, on his computer screen and everything else. And he just said, Jesus loves me no matter what. And so every, you know, multiple times a day, he has to be reminded of that story. And I think that's the core thing. It has to start there. I mean, can you understand and can you receive that gift of God's presence and grace in your life, where the kingdom of God is not only near you, but it's also within you, and to be able to rejoice and to hold and rest that in that. That's a massive gift.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.